Yeah, people are always asking me, how did I come to the space business? Yeah, and in 81, when the first time the space shuttle was launched in April 81, I remember there was this picture in the newspaper of the space shuttle sitting on the launch pad. And I cut this out, I still have this picture, and for me this was the event that basically drove me into the space business. And since then, I'm now 57 years old, I've been working in the space business. So I studied aeronautical, astronautical engineering, had an own experiment on the Mir space station, and now I work on satellites, for building satellites and instruments for ESA with a great team. Yeah? And what I really like about space is it's a small community, it's a European community, sometimes worldwide. Yeah? My team, 200 people, out of, I would say, 20, 25 different nations. Yeah? And even the industrial team is like 23 companies out of 10 European countries. Yeah? And this is really what inspires me. I mean, to work in this business, to get to know the people, the culture, and this really inspires me. Yeah? And now, when you listen to the news, almost every month they report and say they have new data from the Copernicus program, telling us how the global warming is developing. Yeah? And now we build an instrument that is also part of this Copernicus program, and where we collect a lot of data from this hyperspectral instrument that helps us to understand certain things that are happening in the atmosphere, on the ground, and so on. And I find this just fascinating.
You can answer this or not, but in terms of global warming, you know, there's two schools of thought that it's, you know, getting worse, and you know, some people don't believe that. Are you comfortable in sharing your thoughts?
Yeah, I know there is this debate between it's not happening, it's natural, but of course there is the data, yeah? And I'm an engineer, so I look at the data and I trust the data because I know where they come from. Yeah? But even just looking in my lifetime, how things have changed. So when I was young, there was enough snow to build an igloo from snow. Yeah? Nowadays, in my area, there's not even enough snow for this. Yeah? Now we have these really heavy thunderstorms with big hails and so on. I cannot remember that this happened when I was 10 years old, 15 years old. Now I see it almost every year in my area. Yeah? So even without the data that we can get out of this Copernicus program, I just see it. Yeah? And I see it happening more and more often. So I'm convinced there is this global warming, and I'm convinced it's important that we track this, understand how this works and why it happens, yeah, and also to do something against it.
The
last three sentences.
If you can remember, even if you, and if you can be very clear about it being...
Okay, I start again with this global warming. Yeah, okay.
Okay,
there is always this question in society right now. Is there global warming or is there not global warming? I'm a believer, so I see the data that is coming from the Copernicus program. But even without this data, just me observing what is happening around me. So when I was young, 10 years old, we built out of snow an igloo. Yeah? Nowadays, there is not even enough snow to do this. Yeah? We see almost every year in the area where I live, these heavy thunderstorms, the heavy rain and the ice, the hail, yeah. And so I see, in my close environment, I can see the heavy rain and the hail. Yeah, I cannot remember the severity happening 40 years ago. Yeah, so even just me observing in my close environment that is around me, I see as there's a change happening, and it can only be global warming and the effects of this. Yeah. So this is why I think this Copernicus program is really important. And now that we even built an instrument in the hyperspectral regime, yeah, that collects data, what is happening in the atmosphere, but also on the ground, and contributes to gaining more knowledge, for me is really inspiring. From a what?
From an end user.
Yeah,
level,
yeah.
Is there anything that people can do to help the situation, or is that not really something?
Yeah, there is sometimes the tendency that people say the government has to do something. I think everybody can do something. Yeah, this home office capabilities that we have could prevent us from driving around and polluting the environment. You can install photovoltaic systems onto your roof and produce the own electricity that you need for your own house. So this is something, for instance, that I did. Or you collect the rain and use it for irrigation of your garden. Yeah? So there's a lot you can do without looking somewhere else, just by yourself. Of course, me as an individual, I can always say, okay, my contribution is so small, is it really worth it? Yeah, that's right. But assume that 5 billion people are saying this and doing nothing, or these 5 billion people are doing something, and this makes a difference. So let's start with ourselves and then try to invite others to join. Yeah?
I could hear the people behind. I was just asking that they caught that, because that's brilliant.
I think we're done.
Yeah, it's finished. Yeah. Okay. All right. No problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
All right.